Let's go to the United States, where we really are hard up against that deadline now. Ron Elving is senior editor and correspondent, Washington Desk for NPR News. And Ron, we're talking about the debt ceiling. We're talking about whether or not there is a real risk of the US defaulting. I understand it's being reported there's some sort of a deal struck by party leaders, but the question is whether it will pass. Welcome.
Thank you. Yes, the question is whether or not the House Republicans in particular will stand by the deal that was negotiated by their leader, Kevin McCarthy. He is standing behind the deal. He says it's the best they could do and they should be happy with it. But we know that he is a leader with only a terribly small margin of error because he was elected speaker after 15 rounds of bargaining, 15 rounds of voting. And that's the most it's taken since the American Civil War or before the American Civil War in the 1860s. So he is a weak speaker and he has negotiated a deal that many of his own members despise. And right now, the question is whether he can get it through the Rules Committee that has to pass it before it can go to the floor. And that vote is going to take place here on probably tomorrow night or Wednesday by our calendar. And that is going to be extremely close. And they will probably need some help from the Democrats who have their own reasons for not liking the deal and their own reasons for not wanting to cooperate. So while we have a deal, we don't yet have it approved and we have not yet avoided the crisis.
How many minutes till midnight? When is the moment where the US would, with the debt ceiling not raised, would actually default?
We have an X date that was originally June 1st when the Treasury Secretary said that they were simply going to run out of cash to meet the obligations of debt that's coming due, and those are paid automatically by computer. So when the cash is gone, the computers crash and we have defaulted. So that would have originally, the date they were giving us was June 1st. That was the X date. She has, in just the last 72 hours, given Congress another few days by saying she thinks they can survive until June 5th and have cash in the till. This is without even writing any checks to pension recipients or all of the federal government's programs. This is just meeting the cash obligations of meeting the debt and avoiding a default. And by the way, the United States has never defaulted on its debt all the way back to the 1700s. So this is a very big deal and we are playing at the brink. We are playing at the cliff, and it is shameful in many ways. This is going on. Many people feel it's humiliating for the United States to be behaving in this fashion, but we do have a great deal of debate over our budget and how much the federal government spends, and the people who are most upset about the amount the government spends have seen an opportunity, and they've taken a hostage. They even refer to it as a hostage in this debt limit, and therefore we are where we are, and we are counting the hours. The big vote looks like it will happen Wednesday night.
Will McCarthy survive as Speaker?
I don't know. I simply don't know. I right now would say I would be much more sanguine about saying that the House and eventually the Senate will in fact approve this deal. There'll be Sturm und Drang, but we will approve the deal. But part of the Sturm und Drang may be that in the days immediately after, there may be a serious effort to remove him as Speaker and punish him for having made this deal. And that vote I simply cannot predict.
All right, Ron. Much else happening as well. Some announcements of contenders for the Republican nomination. Ron DeSantis finally formally out there. And how is he going now that he's formally launched?
He launched rather roughly with trusting Elon Musk's new Twitter, the Twitter Spaces, which worked about as well as the last SpaceX blast off, which blasted off into an explosion in midair. This was not quite as disastrous for DeSantis. He, of course, has a base of support already, and he was able to go out and raise $8 million in a matter of just a couple of days after his announcement. I do think it was rather a black eye for Elon Musk and his Twitter Spaces project. But DeSantis has many other sources of strength, and we should not make too much of a bit of a technical glitch in the initial announcement. There was also an announcement last week by Senator Tim Scott, an African-American Republican from South Carolina, words that usually don't go together. And he has a lot to offer. And Donald Trump has said he's not going to say anything but nice things about Tim Scott. So perhaps that is a potential vice presidential nominee in 2024 to run with Donald Trump taking shape. But everyone's eyes really are on DeSantis. He's the plan B for the Republicans if for one reason or another they change their minds about Trump.
Well, staying with that, it seems every time there's a criminal case brought against him, his popularity seems to rise. I'm not sure if that remains the case. The possibility of another indictment being rumoured?
Yes, and in fact is quite expected at this point with regard to the documents that were found at Mar-a-Lago when the FBI searched there. It was pretty clear he had documents that he was hiding. It was pretty clear that he had not returned the documents that he was obligated to. And that's why the FBI went in. That was about a year ago. It was a big scandalous story when it happened. Of course, they took out a lot of material. Turned out much of it was top secret. Much of it was apparently, well, let's just say this, that the special prosecutor who's investigating all of this has been subpoenaing quite a number of people in foreign countries and in foreign governments. So that's a rather chilling prospect that perhaps the former president was secreting documents that he was going to share with foreign governments, possibly for money. And those subpoenas have gone out, and there have been many others in this country. And the former president's own last attorney general, William Barr, has made it very clear that he believes that the president will be indicted and that this is the former president's worst legal entailment at this point, and that there may be others, but this one alone could send him to jail.
Right. That will be an extraordinary event. And how long is the next question? Were there to be an indictment, how long a process would follow? Possibly even post the election?
Well, certainly it would take months, and certainly it would take well into 2024. So it could be going on at the same time as the primary process. It could very well be a factor in whether or not the former president is renominated. But if he is renominated, and were he to be reelected, this process could very well still be on appeal. While he was trying to take office as president, he could also be facing very serious federal charges. Now, it's almost impossible to imagine that, to be quite frank about it. But nonetheless, there have been many things that have taken place in the last 8 years since Donald Trump became a serious presidential candidate. And perhaps we should never rule anything out.
What is now happening also from the January 6th investigation? Are we seeing people going to prison?
Yes, we are. The heads of a couple of organizations called the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys, some of whom were not even present at the time that the Capitol was breached and the effort was made to stop the certification of the election, but they were plotters, and they were revealed as plotters and proven to be plotters by evidence in a court of law, and the jury found them guilty. And one of them has now been sentenced to 18 years in federal prison for plotting what happened on January 6th. And as we all know, the plotting of what happened that day and the effort to gather that mob and to send it up to the Capitol was, among other people, the plotters included the former president himself at the time. And so that too is closing in, and that too would result in an extraordinarily long legal process involving a trial and appeals that could run well into 2024.
It looks like the next series of succession, or whatever we call your real life politics these days, is being sketched out as we speak. So now it looks like June 5th your time, June 6th our time, the next key deadline for whether or not this deal can get through. They're talking about the debt ceiling deal. Ron, thank you very much. It's always so busy for you, I know. Thank you. Ron Elving is Senior Editor and Correspondent, Washington Desk for NPR News.